Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I say Batman all the way up, yeah. I'm about to take off from that, yeah. Colleen Jones.
I'm Colleen Jones.
Yeah.
I might take off on you peons and go with a Venus. I'm a star, so I put a neutron on my pinky. I'm moonwalking, but my Christian Louis Vuitton bleeding. I'm smoking moon rock, started and I feel it steaming. I might take off on you peons and go with a Venus. I'm a star, so I put a neutron on my pinky. I'm moonwalking, but my Christian Louis Vuitton bleeding. I'm smoking moon rock, started and I feel it steaming. I'm in Uranus right now, I think I've seen a demon. I thought I left you back there in the cellar, am I dreaming? Say I ain't dealing with your dog, I'm going a different way. I broke up with my red bone, I went the Milky Way. I'm riding in a race, feeling like I'm out of space. Stars on my sunroof, plenty of the eight. I couldn't wait till they release me right back on the turf. I took off on you buses, left you right on planet Earth. I feel like Jimmy Neutron, how I blast off on the verse. I know my son gon' like this song, so I ain't finna curse. No, he gon' wanna explore the world, so I'ma show him first. Say we distinguished beings, baby, me and you diverse. I might take off on you peons and go way to Venus. I'm a star, so I put a neutron on my pinky. I'm moonwalking, but my Christian Louis Vuitton bleeding. I'm smoking moon rock, started and I feel it steaming.
Always accusing me, wanna see my phone. You say your intuition says that I'm doing wrong. I might as well be running around. There's only so much I can take before I just break down. Baby, let's not argue, let's have a conversation. Tune me into your station. See what song is playing. It ain't all about who's right or who is wrong. Baby, this about life and us getting along. And baby, I just hate the
goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you digging what I say. My display is California swag with the Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie I Naughty Root Boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Me not true till you come, did me pull out me stun gun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the cadence of a snare drum. My surgeon seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammal. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip. Just like that. Make my mic drip. You're tripping. You got me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographics has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. My stretch is asking, rather demanding, that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips. I'm missed with your grip, and we fit as if we were made up for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my mist at this climax of our trip. I just ask you this. Can you make this mic drip?
Hello, 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 hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Literary Talks with Mona. I'm Mona. And let's welcome my guest host, Elijah Foreman.
What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. Sitting here getting a bunch of work done.
Oh. Well, okay, so we are here in another segment of Literary Talks with Mona on Drip the Mic Network, and you just heard another outstanding poem by the CEO, Isis, poemologist, Robertson. Yay, I think I said it correctly. Now, what did you say, Elijah? Are you able to hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know. It must be something from my end. Everything just sounds real low to me.
I'm talking right to the mic.
Okay, I could hear you. Now I could hear you. Yeah, it's me. It's something from because it's my headphone. Yeah, because I can't find my Bluetooth, so I'm using another headphone, and I don't know. It's like everything is going in and out. So how you doing
typical
tonight, Elijah?
Podcast stuff. Sometimes, you know, we have equipment issues. That's all.
Yeah, so, I turned my volume. Okay, tell me if I on a scale of 1 to 10, like how clear can you hear me?
10. I was able to hear you the whole time.
You could hear me? Okay. So then, all right, then maybe it's just me. All right. Okay, so everybody could hear me. Okay. All right, so we're here for another segment. Elijah.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so last
week. What's going on? What's up? Talk to me.
Okay, so last week I had maybe the intro for, I had made the announcement that Blue Notes Publication, which is my company, that we have an anthology coming out. There was supposed to be a certain amount of authors in there, but now it's like, now it's like very few. So we have that coming. And you still have your unapologetic podcast going on, right?
Yep.
So last week you had, announced that you had the pleasure of interviewing with Zane. I'm really excited about that. So when does that air?
That's been out for like 2-3 weeks now.
It's out?
Yeah.
You tagged me in it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, snap. All right, let me go.
I tagged your main account and your promotions account.
So how come I didn't, because whenever you tag me in them, like, I look. And if it's an author that I'm familiar with, usually, like, I'll go and click right away. But it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm busy, then I'll say, oh, okay, he got a new one out, and I'll go back and I'll listen. But how did I miss James? All right.
Every time I do an interview, I try my best to tag you in everything. So I doubt I missed your name. But if I did, I can always shoot you the link in your inbox. That's not a problem.
Yes. Please do that, because I'm definitely going to listen to that tonight. You know, I've been like, you know, she's one of my, faves.
Yeah, we had a dope conversation. You know, I wish I could have spoke to her a little longer. But like I said, when I spoke to her, she was a little under the weather. You know, this was back in March when me and her spoke. And, you know, everybody check out her movie that's on Amazon Prime right now. It's called I Wish I Never Met You. You might be a little confused because she did not use her pen name.
Okay.
She used her real name under the production and writing credits. So if you pay close attention, her real first name is Christina. Christina with a K. So
okay.
If you look for that name, that's her. And the title of the movie is called I Wish I Never Met You. It's on Amazon Prime right now. And she told me in the interview the reason she did that is because she kind of wants to not necessarily move away from Zayn, because Zayn is the number one part of her brand, but she just wanted to show people that she could write a movie without all the Zayn hype.
Right.
Because a lot of people would run straight to the movie because it's Zayn. And she said this was the kind of project where she really just wanted people to focus on the movie and not Zayn. Because a lot of people get tripped up when they, you know, oh my God, Will Smith produced it. And then they realize Will Smith ain't do nothing on it but produce in the background. You know what I mean? So
right.
She didn't really want the name to be more hyped up than the movie, which is dope to me. So, you know, if you guys get a chance, check that out. It's on Amazon Prime right now. And also check out our interview. If you guys have Apple Podcasts, if you're on Amazon, Audible, Samsung Free, I'm on all that stuff. So she's been up for about 2 or 3 weeks now. So go check that out.
Yes. Please do. Please check that out. Elijah Foreman's podcast, Unapologetic. So his segment was the same. Please check that out. The readers can find the link to all your. Do you have like a business page where you put all the past interviews on there? So then it's easier for anybody.
I have an unapologetic Instagram. I haven't made an unapologetic Facebook page yet.
Okay.
So once I do that, you guys will be bombarded with a bunch of different flyers because I'm up to like 50 episodes now. So once I get a chance to put that together, you know, it'll be a lot of episodes that people probably didn't hear yet. But I've interviewed some great people, man. Like, you know, shout out to Aisha Bree, Brianna Cole, Untamed, Zayn, Tasha Shante. My newest one, Miss KF Johnson, her part one came out last week. Part two is going to be out tonight. You know, I had a little bit of technical difficulties on my end. So her part two to her episode was running a little late, but that'll be out tonight. I'm currently putting together a new crop of authors that I'm interviewing for the summer. That'll start coming out in the fall. So stay tuned.
Fabulous.
Real excited.
Well, make sure you check out Unapologetic on Instagram. And for Literary Talk with Mona, so what I was just suggesting to Elijah, so Literary Talk with Mona has a Facebook business page. So it's Literary Talk with Mona. So you just type that up and the business page will come up. And when you go on there, you'll you'll find all the interviews. So this our show tonight, and I will be introducing our featured author guest tonight in a few minutes, but tonight will be show number 11. So Literary Talks with Mona premiered last month in April. So we had like a great month of April, and so May is coming close to an end. Next week will be our last week in May, and of course we have we're going to be, you know, signing off May with a bang. We got two authors next week. We have another paranormal author next Wednesday, and next Saturday she has like over 120 books in her catalog. She's one of those authors that really make me feel like an underachiever, because me and her came in the game together, and I think she actually came a year prior to me, before me, but she has like over 100, you know, 10 books literally on her catalog. So she's awesome. So shout out to Natisha Rayner. She'll be here next Saturday, and Joy Minor will be here next Wednesday, and they'll be, you know, helping us close out the month of May. But you can go back and check out all our past interviews from June and this month of May, and all the links are on there. So Literary Talks with Mona, the business page. So real quick, next month, the month of June, so May, I did all ladies. It was all ladies in here this month. Next month, it's going to be all men. It's going to be raining men. It's going to be in honor of Father's Day. So we're going to have all male authors. And the lineup, so later on tonight, I had a new flyer made. So later on tonight, I'm going to post the lineup for the month of June. But the male authors, like, I'm really excited about that. So the male testosterone is going to be crazy in here. So last week, me and Deidre, you know, so I had made the announcement. So one of our guests for next month will be our very own, the CEO of Drip the Mic Network, Mr. Izeez, poemologist Robinson. He's going to be our guest. I can't remember the exact, but it will be the second week of June. He's going to be in a hot seat. He's not going to just be, you know, talking in the background, saying something here and there, and then, or playing his poems. No, we're going to have him in the hot seat. It's going to be an exclusive interview with Izeez Robinson, so make sure y'all tune in for that. Call in 646-378-0355. Elijah, aren't you excited about that? Get your questions ready.
Well, to be quite honest, he might have two interviews, because me and him definitely been talking about jumping on Unapologetic as well.
Yes,
I got to get my guys, man. For some reason, it's some guys in the business I'm cool with, but the ladies been stepping up kind of heavy to jump on Unapologetic. I don't know why the guys kind of, you know, they kind of hesitant to come, you know, chop it up with me. I don't know what's up.
Well, I only have two guys
on the show with me.
Well, I love doing my interview. I like Unapologetic. So you gave the show the perfect name for it, you know, and I think it got to my head, because Elijah had to edit. so what Elijah does is he records the interviews, but the interviews don't come out like, you know, weeks after he do the initial recording, because he's editing. And I have to say my interview really needed in pure editing, because I didn't hold back. I think subconsciously, it's called Unapologetic, means, you know, say what you want, say what you feel, no holds barred, like just a straight up rawness. And I think I said a little bit too much. I was talking about the industry, my 8 years in the industry, the ups and downs, the disappointments, the highs and the lows, some of the people that I've met, some of the disappointments. This is, it's a lot of sneakiness in this industry, and I just talked about it all with Elijah. I think my part is like a three-part. It's three parts, right, to my interview?
Yeah. I mean, each author that I speak to generally, besides maybe Zane, we might plan to talk for 30 minutes, and then the conversation to start, and the next thing you know, we've been on the phone for 2.5-3 hours. Like Mona and Untamed, those are the two authors that I was on with the longest. Like, right. Mona is three parts. Zane was actually, I mean, no, not Zane, Untamed was actually four parts. I was on the phone with her for like 3 hours and 40 minutes and didn't even know it.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And it's just the flow of the conversation. And what I did when I originally did Unapologetic, it was really just me talking. And I was just talking about current events and stuff like that. But for the one-on-one interviews, I created something called At the Table, which is basically me and an author or anybody who's a part of, like, the artistic expression that we're a part of. I just sit down with them. So I don't really put any, what do you call it? I don't put any, I can't think of the word. I don't censor anybody. That's the word. So if you come in here and you just feel like cursing today, you feel like letting it all out, let it out. No problem. I'm not getting kicked off the network I'm on. Let it out. And I've even had to, you know, censor myself and edit myself. I did a episode about the Bill Cosby doc that came out a couple months ago. And when I first recorded it, that was triple X rated, the type of language I had, because I was just that angry after watching some of the stuff that I saw. You know, after defending Bill Cosby the way I did, come to find out he did a deposition and admitted to everything he was accused of. So when I recorded the show, I was just going all out. My lady listened to it and was like, sir, you going to have to edit some of this. You a little crazy in this episode.
But you were defending him?
Huh?
You were defending. I have to go back and listen to that episode, but you were defending Bill Cosby before you.
No, not in the episode, but I'm talking about in real life. Like when the accusations first started coming, I was such a fan of Bill Cosby's work that is like, Bill, Heathcliff Huxtable did this. Oh, man, he do that. Get off.
Mr.
And
Jello.
Then it's like, yeah, so like, hey, as time went on, 5 women turned into 10, 10 turned into 20, and before you knew it, 60 women all had the same story, that either Bill offered them a drink or, you know, they took a drink with Bill and woke up the next morning in some weird situation. So it's like that already raised the eyebrow. And then for this dude to go into a deposition, and he pretty much took a deal with a DA and said, listen, whatever you tell us, this is going to be sealed. You're going to get immunity. Just let us know what happened. And he admitted to everything he was accused of, thinking that he went, next thing you know, the original DA, I don't know if they lost their job or they just retired. The new DA came in and said, I don't give a damn what that one was talking about. Unseal that. We need that for this trial. And that's how Bill ended up getting his time. It was just like, wow. And literally, when episode 4 went off, 2 hours later, I recorded the episode. So that raw emotion went right into, you know, what I said. And I had to really edit that episode. If I would have put it out unedited, I probably would have got kicked off the network because I went in. So I'm not the person to give a live show to. I probably wouldn't last that long.
Well, over here on Drip the Mic Network, we get pretty raw ourselves. I, you know, like it took the first 3-4 episodes for me to feel comfortable to, like, realize that, hey, you can say whatever you want on here. You don't get censored on Blog Talk Radio. Well, even on regular radio like Hot 97 and them, the Breakfast Club, they
No. They get censored. They get censored.
Well, they get censored. They get muted, but they still, they don't kick them off the air.
They don't get kicked off, but, you know, you could tell there's some type of restriction. You know, that's the beauty of podcasting. I believe podcasting was created for the people that wanted their own show, with all the rules that comes with it, because you feel handcuffed after a while. If you know, your creativity feels a little stunted as far as your growth goes. So it's like podcasting is that plan B for a lot of people who don't really want to deal with all that.
Right. Well, you definitely have the freedom of speech here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, shout out to Drip the Mic. We can say whatever we want on here. Drip the Mic, Literary Talk Simona. So just no holds bar. Just, you know, you don't have to worry about being censored. Just don't talk about blowing anybody up or anything like that. But the profanity, hey, if that's what you, if you feel like, you know, you want to let it out with, you know, a profane, you know, profane word or two, knock yourself out. Not that I'm not entertaining foul language. I'm just saying. So, okay, so let's get ready. Let's introduce our featured guest for tonight. She's been here. She's been listening. She probably think we're crazy. So, last week I had when I had introduced her for this week, I had mentioned that I think I had labeled her as a paranormal author, but once I chat with her, I'm gonna have her break down exactly what genre she write under, because I've been promoting for her under her publisher, you know, for just about a year now. And
hey Mona, real quick, grab your headphones, speak up a little bit louder, because your volume dropped a lot just now.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you, but it's a little low. I don't know if you took your headphones off or whatever the case may be, but your volume dropped a little.
Technical difficulty. Just stand by for a second. Can you hear me?
That's much better.
Yes. Okay. I had to, get rid of the headphones. So, all right. So as long as everybody can hear me, thank you, because I didn't realize I dropped. I was able to hear myself clearly, but that's what I was concerned about. That's why I kept asking before. Okay, so our featured guest for tonight, yes, I have to find out exactly what genre she writes under, because she has a few paranormal reads on her catalog, but she also has, other genres that is not paranormal, and tonight the book that she's showcasing will be discussed. Is one of those reads. It's not exactly paranormal, I don't believe. Her featured book for tonight is called Hidden Secrets, and it's not a paranormal book. So while we're chatting with her, we'll definitely find out what genre it is. So, yes, let's please give a warm welcome to author Yayana Lee Michaels.
Hello.
Hi, Yayana.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Oh, yay. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay, so real quick, am I pronunciating your name correctly? Because it's a thing with me. I'm sorry, I just got major tongue twisting issues.
Girl, it's so, all right. I have a friend that can't say names right, so I'm all right. So yes, it's Yana Lee.
It's Yana.
Yana.
See, thank you so much for clearing that up. Like, I just was having the feeling that I'm saying your name incorrectly because I'm over here saying Yayana because of the two Y's.
Well, you know what? That's actually kind of cute, but no, it's Yana.
Oh, well, thank you. But at least when I mess up people's name, they like it. They like the new remix that I'm giving their name.
Right? Oh my goodness! Thank you for the remix. But yes, it's Yana.
Okay. Yo, Yana. Well, that's very pretty. That's different. I like that though. Very pretty. Very pretty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
how you doing? Thank you for having me on tonight.
Yes, I'm good. So welcome to Literary Talks with Mona. I want to introduce you to my co-host, Mr. Elijah Foreman.
Hey, how you doing?
It's nice to meet you, too. I'm really hot. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and the hell level just kind of like spiked.
Oh, my God, it's been hot up here, too, today. It felt like 100 degrees today.
I'm like, take me home. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm like, take me home.
Don't want to come out here. It's just as hot. We in Jersey.
Yeah.
We right next door.
I know. That's what I said. It's like 100 degrees. Oh, so you're originally from Pennsylvania. Hey, you're not far from
me. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm in New Jersey, so that's like an hour and a half. It depends where I'm from. Are you from Philly?
I'm right out of Harrisburg.
I'm from Trenton, New Jersey, so you're not that far from me either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so I need to be up there with y'all. But you said it's hot there too, so hell just
like No, it's hot up here too, so you don't need to be up here with us. Like it's just as hot as it is in Atlanta.
I remember
when I first stepped down in Atlanta, when I went to Atlanta for the very first time back in 2016. And I stepped down in Atlanta, that humidity just hit me. I thought I felt heat up here in the summertime.
Lord.
That ATL heat is no joke.
When we stepped
outside from the airport, I was like, oh my God. And I remember posting on Facebook. I'm like, I said, ATL, I'm here, but what the hell? It's hot as hell.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
God, it was so funny. Right, but
who the hell let the gates open?
What'd you say?
I said, who in the hell let the gates open?
I know. Yeah, it's hot. Oh, so you reside in Atlanta because I'll be down there in April. I'll be down there in July.
No, I do not reside in Atlanta, not anymore anyway. I'm here visiting. I'm taking care of my nieces and nephews for about a week while their mother's having fun.
Okay. All right. Also, wait. Are you from? So you still reside in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I do.
Oh, hey. So you are near us. Oh, wow. What a coincidence. Also, you are our neighbor after all. We thought you was from Pennsylvania and you're now like residing in ATL.
No, I'm not trying to come back to ATL.
Okay. Oh, so then you do. So we are neighbors after all. Yeah, so I live in Central Jersey, in like Rahway, Roselle area, and Elijah lives in Trenton, New Jersey.
A little bit closer to South Jersey, though.
Right. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I could get to South Jersey and like, you know, it's really supposed to take an hour, but you know, get there in like 40 minutes, and, you know, 45
Ooh, it's
minutes.
More power to y'all.
It depends because I'm afraid of Jersey. Yeah, afraid. Well, really? Really? Why?
I'm afraid of Jersey. I go to Jersey and I cry.
Why? Why?
Because I think when I went in, I was doing stage shows. I was going to a college to do some murder mysteries. And it was something with the streets. What's going on with your streets? It's like one way go, you have it going one way, and then it does, it's like some of the streets do a loop. And I don't know. I was so confused, and the GPS had me all over the place. I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, no. Don't let us scare you like that. No, we're homeless.
If you don't mess with us because of one ways, then I know you don't like New York.
Oh, no. Oh. Man, you don't want to drive in New York, okay? Okay, I got lost and ended up in New York because I never drive to New York. I just take the train. But one time, I was in Secaucus, New Jersey, and Secaucus, the bridge connects Secaucus and New York together. And I accidentally took the wrong turn and ended up on that bridge that takes you straight into New York. Yo, I wish I could have pressed a special button to turn my car back around. I was so scared. I ended up on that bridge that takes you straight into Manhattan, and I was crying because I knew I was headed to New York, and there's nothing I could have done. I couldn't turn the car around. I'm on the bridge. And I had nothing.
And you have to pay to get into New York.
Yeah, no, I got.
And you have to pay to get in.
Yeah. I had to pay you pay the toll, but I was just scared that I made the wrong turn and I knew I was heading into Manhattan, and I was scared because you don't want to drive. Like, New Yorkers are crazy, so, yeah.
It is. I have my share. I have my share of driving in New York because I love Broadway. So I have driven in New York before, but I normally have someone who's very familiar with the streets and going down to Broadway, around there, so I was taken care of, but I wouldn't do that by myself, no ma'am.
Right, no, trust me, never again. I never did that again. This was years ago, and never again. I always made sure if I'm in Secaucus, if I'm near the bridge that I know that's leading into Manhattan, that I make sure I'm paying attention that I don't end up on that bridge, because always. But, so thank you for joining us tonight. I didn't even make that, but we just got you. You're so relaxed to talk to that I forgot to make the our scheduled intro that I usually make when I'm introducing the authors. But I want to welcome you, Yana Lee Michael. So welcome to Literary Talk with Mona. So anybody tuning in, we're chatting with Yana Lee Michaels. Please call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 if you have any questions for Ms. Michaels. Okay, so I want you to introduce yourself to the readers. But before that, let me just get like a brief bio on you. And real quick, after you introduce yourself, we'll talk about the genres that you write in. But basically, so real quick, your bio, the script seems to be like, mm-hmm. You're not half, are you half like Chinese or Japanese or something?
No.
No?
So that's interesting.
Some of the script looks like, some type of Japanese.
Did it come through? It must have came through wrong. So I can definitely do my own bio. Like, okay, it probably came through wrong because everything's in English on my end. So
that's what I came out. So I'm like, maybe she's Japanese, and that, you know, maybe she switched the language back and forth from English to Japanese. That's what I thought.
Well,
but some of the letters are coming out in some type of Japanese, script.
I wouldn't do that to you. So it must have came through because it was done on Word, and I sent it to you through the email. So I don't know what happened between.
You're good. I still understand. I could still understand. It's literally only like, you know, 4 or 5 words. But only like 1 or 2 letters. Like for example, the word writing, it says him. Mm-hmm. But see, it changed some of the words around. Okay, so let me just briefly. So So I'm just going to break it down because now it did switch some of the words around that I can't, you know. But it just says that you write under the pen name Yana Leigh Michaels and that you're a native of Pennsylvania who found joy in reading and writing and plays at a young age. And so what was once a hobby eventually blossomed into your love of writing full-length stories later into your teen years. And by the age of 18, you had written 3 plays, 2 full-length novels, and short stories. So, and then your bio is pretty long, but usually I'll just read, like, the first paragraph of the author's bio. So the readers could just have, like, you know, just, you know, a brief understanding, you know, of how you were introduced to becoming a writer. So I want you to go ahead now in your own words, you know, introduce yourself, just let us know about yourself, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Yana Leigh Michaels. That is a pen name. I am from Pennsylvania. My love for writing happens after I had a love for reading. I just love reading. And I used to get in trouble because I always read. So that was like a pastime for me growing up. From there, during my time as a young child, a lot of situations around me, I needed an outlet. So if it wasn't reading, it was writing. And so that ended up with me just writing my problems and my issues down, which turned into stories. And later, with all my friends and the school, you know, when I was in school and I did a theater in school, I would write short plays. And I would just write these plays about certain situations going on in people's lives and how it's pretty much having people and us as kids kind of act out our feelings and present that to basically the world or whoever will listen or watch. And I turned into short stories as well. I have been writing for a very long time. My first full-length story, I was 13. Yeah, that was, I heard you said it, you were trying to figure out if I was a fantasy or a paranormal writer. My first full-length novel book was not paranormal.
Okay.
So it was just basically, I just wrote what I felt at that time. I wrote to have an outlet, to get my feelings out, of whatever situation I may have been going through at that time. And especially when you have friends and teens around you who may be experiencing things and don't know how to also express themselves, they read my story and they're like, yo, this is dope. And they were able to, like, pretty much understand what I was coming from as well. So that's how that pretty much started. As I got older, I started writing more romance because I did love the romance novels growing up. Unfortunately, it wasn't a lot of us on those romance novels, but that's what I got a hold of. It was the Apache Indian with the, you know, with the beautiful white woman with the flowy red hair. But it was such a great story. A lot of those books were just wonderful, wonderful reads for me. And I said, man, I wanted to be a writer. And that was just such a passion for me. I'm like, how can I do that? How can I write? How can I get my stuff in the stores? How can I get other people to read my work? So I just started writing and continued to write throughout my adulthood. And I was blessed around 2015 to meet a friend of mine who introduced me to Snovia. And I was so nervous because I had written this manuscript years ago and I was just holding on to it. I didn't know where to send it. I'm like, are they going to like it? I don't know if it's the right thing to send. But when Snovia got in touch with me, I sent her 3 chapters and she's like, yo, this is good. Send it in.
Right.
I was geeked. So excited because I'm like, no, this can't be happening. But it was, for me, I didn't care if one person, two or two people have read it. It's just the fact that, oh my God, like I'd be able to put my book stuff on to be read, to be bought, to purchase, and people can read it and enjoy it.
Right.
So that's pretty much how I got started. My first book that I put out through No Publishing was A Hint of Desire, because that, as an adult, that was my first book I have written.
Yes,
fully.
And we're going to talk about hidden secrets tonight. Wait, is it called mm-hmm. Hidden Secrets? It's Hidden Secrets, right?
Well, my first book was A Hint of Desire. Tonight I'm talking about Hidden Secrets.
That's one of the books.
Two
different stories.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. But I know you wanted to ask about the paranormal as well.
Right.
But I mm-hmm. do enjoy writing fantasy and paranormal. That has always been a joy of mine, because those are the books that I mainly enjoyed reading, other than the romance. And
right.
I would just take the dreams that I had and I said, okay, I'm writing this down. I'll put it down. I'll put it out. So that's how I got that one series, which is coming out, I'm an Angelina, which is a paranormal series. And that one is like also like a baby. Other than A Hint of Desire, I'm an Angelina is like a baby
right.
to me, because that's the first series I have written under a paranormal series.
Okay.
But,
well,
yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was just going to say real quick, shout out to your publisher, Sanavia Alexander. And she, too, is also a publisher. In addition to being a publisher,
right.
she's also
mm-hmm.
an author. So she, mm-hmm. most readers might know her as Author Snow. That's her pen name. But Sanavia Alexander, she reached out to me. I've been working with her, promoting for her, you know, since 2021, and that's how, you know, I was introduced to you as a writer, because you,
mm-hmm.
you've been signed with her. How long you've been signed with her?
I think I signed my first contract the beginning of 2015.
Oh, wow. Also, you've been with her for quite a few years then.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, it's a lot of quite a few authors that I've been introduced to as long as I've been in the business, but it wasn't until I actually started promoting that I've been introducing, discovering some outstanding new set of talents, you know, in this industry,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so you're one of them. So that I've never really been a big paranormal reader, but
mm-hmm.
due to me promoting, I've been being introduced to all kind of genres, books and authors, and paranormal has been pretty high on the list. And so your paranormal books are more like paranormal fantasy.
Yeah,
and it's so sweet, and it's like the sweet side of paranormal.
I'm a geek. I'm like, look, we can have paranormal, but we can have some love in there. We got some real issues in there as well, and I want them to look like me.
Well, you introduced me to that type of paranormal, and I fell in love with that type of paranormal, and so I really love your paranormal series. I know part three is coming. Can you give us the name of that? So I know it's two.
Yes, part three, Valley of the Gods, will be released soon. The No Publishing already has the finished part, and we're
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out what's the best time to put it out.
Okay. Okay, and what's the name of part one and two?
For part one is Alma Angelina. The second one
mm-hmm.
is Queen. And they're
okay.
already out. They're already on Amazon.
Yes.
Paperback will be coming. But Valley of the Gods will be out soon. This book is pretty much completed the series. I mean,
right.
all the series is pretty much completed. We're just trying to figure out when's the best time to put it out.
Yes, yes, most definitely. Yeah, so make sure if you have, because I post, like, usually, like, after the interviews, I'll try to remember to post, you know, author's, like, full catalog. Like, if you have, like, all your books already, like, in a, you know, in a catalog, full catalog, you know, you could give it to me and then I'll post it.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. So please send that over to me. Put it in an inbox, and then I'll post it along with your Amazon, like your author's link. I tell all, you know, all the authors the benefit of if you're promoting just one of your books, two of your books, three, like a completed series. If you have a completed series that has more than three books in the series, you know, you might want to, I think the presentation looks a little bit better when you post your Amazon author's Amazon link, that when, because then when the readers click on your link, it takes you to your Amazon page and all your books will come, you know, and so the readers won't just see that particular, you know, series that they were trying to read. They'll get to see all your books. You know, so that's the person, that's what makes it easy, you know, because sometimes it just looks a little messy when I'm like, you know, it just don't look good to me when you have like, you know, five, six, you know, links and stuff. So if I'm posting, you know, a book catalog for an author, I'll post that Amazon link. So that's the benefit.
Okay, I can definitely send you a link, but they're all, I do have a website now too, so it's all listed on the website. As soon as you come up, all the books pop up with the actual link that you click on the book, and it takes you right over to the Amazon. Where the book is located. Yes.
Oh, that is so cool. Yes. Please send me your website link. Okay, so let us know what your website link is, but I will also post it on my page and tag you in it. What's your website?
I sure will.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty long, so I kind of shortened it with the, what's it called, Bitly?
Right.
I shortened it with the Bitly code.
Okay.
Because my name is long. So I can actually send that information to you to ask you right
please
now.
Do. Yeah, but in fact, yeah, just send it to me and I'll post it. I'll post the link on my page along with the link for this show once this show is recorded.
Okay, I just sent it over.
Right. Okay, I got it. Right. So you've never experienced self-publishing. So how long you been a published author?
Since 2016.
2015. Okay, so you pretty much been under a publisher, like your whole, you know, writing career.
Yes, I've been with Snow Publishing since.
So let me tell you, in this industry, it's very rare, you know, that you come into this industry and 5, 6, you know, 7 years later, you're still under the same publisher. So, you know, kudos to you, you know, for being able to, you know, to be able to say, yes, I'm still with the same publisher, you know, for the past 5 years. And that's because something has worked in your favor in connection with this publisher where she's, you know, pretty much been like she must have been a pretty awesome publisher for you to never have to felt like you needed to leave, you know what I'm saying? You know, so.
Yes, honey, I like where I'm at.
Right. Just, I wish I could say those words. How was I could say it? So, Eliza, me and Eliza have the same sob story, you know, when it comes to, publishers. You know, he pretty much experienced the same thing I experienced, you know, and I think Eliza have come quite a few. Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I think you had a, so it wasn't just one publisher that you just like sell out, you know. I think it's a couple, you know. So like I was, you know, so I know you heard, so Yana, you know, she's been with the same publisher and she, you know, she's like, she loves her publisher, she loves where she's at, and I think that's great that an author, I never want an author to ever experience, you know, what I went through, what Elijah went through, what a lot of authors went through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be able to 5-6 years later to still be with the same publisher and you love where you are and you're never going nowhere unless that publisher, like, you know, release you from your contract, I think that's awesome.
I heard some stories, and like I said, I'm just blessed. I don't have that scary story to share.
Right.
We just clicked well.
Yes.
And I'm good with that.
Right. Well, once again, shout out to Sanavia Alexander. Sanavia is what you call, like, she's the true definition of the word real. She got a real personality. There's nothing fake about Sanavia.
Real. That's what I love about her.
Yeah. And what you see is what you get with her. And there's no sugarcoating that comes from her. You know, and that's what makes her genuine. You know, some might say, oh, she's this and that because the way she talks, blah, blah, blah. Well, listen, if anybody who can respect somebody who's real, their realness, they're going to say, you know, what they have to say, and they're going to be real about it. And they're going to say it in a way where their intention is not to hurt your feelings. That's just the way that
right.
they are. That's the way that they talk, the way they express themselves, and it is what it is. And if you can appreciate that about somebody, then Sanavia is somebody that you can't help but to, you know, respect and maybe even love, you know. And she
right.
She brings that into also her professionals. And I've been promoted for her since 2021. And she's one of the few authors that, as long as I'm, you know, promoting, I just want to stay with her forever. Like, she's one of the few publishers that, you know, so she don't give me no problems. You know, she's a real cool, you know, so I really like her, you know, so far from what I know, you know, as a person, as a business person, you know. So for now to be learning of her on the level of being a publisher and to hear you say that, you know, you've been with her for like 5-6 years now, and you know you're not going anywhere. That's awesome. That's how I know she was real. she's one of those publishers that if anybody was to ask me, you know, was looking for a publishing home, you know, and was looking for publishers, looking for somebody to really, you know, take them under their wing and make sure that they're going to be good. That publisher's not going to take advantage of you and stuff like that. So Sanavia would definitely be like my top five, you know, recommendations. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yes,
shout out
yes.
to Sanavia Alexander Snow Publications. Okay, so we're chatting with Yana Lee Michaels, who's been signed with Snow Publications since 2015. And if anybody have any questions for her, please make sure you call in 646-378-0355, press 1 to speak. Okay, so, all right, so you've been a publisher, I'm sorry, you've been a published author since 2015. Now, how many books do you have in your catalog?
Right now, I have, my goodness, 8 right now that are released, but
okay.
I have 2 right now. I have one that's about to be released and another one that is going to edit that should be released soon.
Okay.
So
I'll
make a total of 10.
Okay, so, all right, so you have 8 available now on Amazon.com and then 2 are on
yes.
their way?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so how many, okay, so two on their way. So is it safe to say that this year in 2022, like, that's your goal? Is that your, like, is it only two books that you will be releasing?
Well, my goal is three books this year. Actually, let me take that back. My goal is four books this year. Total
okay.
four what I'm pushing. Two of them were already completed. And so that's, it was the other two that I have been working on. So I just really, I'm so stickler about edits. So it just kind of, I go back and forth with my editor to make sure that things are right. But yeah, my goal is four this year.
Awesome.
I know Snow's going to be like, four? You better give me some more.
I could hear her saying.
What do you mean four?
Right, I
think I'm one of her slowest art authors.
Well,
because I'm so particular.
Well, you know so you say you're particular, so can you really see yourself doing, like, you know, so right now we're like in May of this year. Can you see yourself, like, you know, releasing a little bit more than four, like five or six?
Realistically, four. That's a definite. Five, okay. I hand that to God. I'll give it to God, and if it comes to me the way that I like for it to come to me, and it flows, yeah, I'll push five and six out. But sometimes I can write something and I go back and read it. I'm like, oh no, that's unacceptable. And I was just like, push it to the side. So I'm so funny about that. And I always apologize to stuff that's, no, look, I'm so sorry. This is the deal. I didn't like what I wrote, but realistically, I am pushing for four this year. Hopefully, I can be five.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm rooting for you. And if you could do four, you know, because I know four is hard for me, but I'm definitely, that's my goal this year to release a little bit more than four. So we'll see how that goes.
Right. Well, the four to be released this year, I have already been working on. That started out last year. So some of, like I said, the paranormal series, that is already completed. All but the last bit of the book. And that's the final, pretty much that's the final battle. But that's just going to take time for me. But the other ones, they have already been in the works. I've been writing. And I sometimes are like, okay, I gotta refocus my mind, or I need to take a break. So I go to the other book, and I kind of just take a break from what I have already, I was writing on another book, and go to something else. So I have already been working different projects. So I can actually comfortably say that this year I can actually release four.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're gonna find out in a minute. Exactly, like, what are the four, or any of them, you know, paranormal, because I'm curious. But real quick, we have a caller who has a question.
Okay.
Hello,
caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you. What's your name?
Hi, ladies. This is Zenobia.
Hey!
I've been listening.
She's here.
I'm over here so tickled at how you saying my name.
Come on.
I'm like, I'd rather just say Snow, because I'm like, well, at least you're close. Sinovia, that's kind of cute. I like that.
Oh, my. See, really?
There's the cuteness again. There's the cuteness
again. I'm so sorry. There we go again.
It's okay.
I was just joking about how I be messing up people's names, but then they be liking the remix that I give to it. So
yeah,
all right.
That was kind of cute. I'm like, Maybe I should say that. I don't know, because it could sound like it's pronounced like that, too. And you just don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's Synovia. Okay, so what was I saying? Synovia? I was saying Synovia. I'm so sorry. I'd be so comfortable when I'm saying people's name in my own way that, like, it just sounds so normal to me.
Right. Listen, I make the same mistakes when I be on live and be trying to pronounce some of these people's names. I'm like, wait, what? I be trying to sound it out and I still say it wrong. But I'm like, listen, this is my live, so listen, if I said it wrong, you know who I'm talking about. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, wow.
All good.
Well, thank you for calling in. So welcome. So everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is Synovia Alexander. She's the publisher, CEO of Snow Publications.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, it's Snow Publishing, right? Not everybody
yes.
has publications in that.
Hey.
Okay. Well, thank you so
yeah,
much for calling in.
Before we end.
I like publications, though.
Wait, hold on. My co-host is saying something.
Okay.
I need to talk to both of you ladies before we end. I told Mona at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you guys heard it, I am looking for about 20 authors to talk to on my show for the fall. I need both of you guys, so I'm going to be talking
oh,
to you soon.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm with it, because you know I love to talk.
See,
yes,
I've been listening.
Count me in.
I've been in the back seat this episode, so I'll be talking to you guys soon.
Oh,
awesome. I love
absolutely.
It.
I'm down for now. Mona just got here and talked to all this nice stuff about me. Yes, I'm, you know, I keep it real. You know, I can't be no fake or phony, you know. It's just me.
Right.
That's just how I am. She invited me on her show yet, but it's all right, though. It's okay. It's okay.
No. No. Listen, I'm doing a special segment for publishers and for more female authors. You know, there's a whole, like I was saying not too long ago, that the female authors are dominating in this game. So the month of June, when I was scheduling for male authors, it was really hard finding male authors.
No offense, you know, some of them, that's the answer.
Well, I mean, all right, well, no, it's really hard to find, like, you know, it's hard to find male authors to schedule for an interview. It's not as easy
yeah,
as it is as female authors.
They got it all together.
Well,
listen, because some, like, I know what no male author want me to interview them because I'm going to get all of their business. I'm going to be asking all kinds of questions that shouldn't be asked. But listen, if you come on my platform, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I just don't care. And it might take them, like, listen, what else you do besides write? Like, you know, what's your real life going on? What you got going on in your real life? You know? We want to
right,
know. We want
right.
to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So, and if you don't want to talk about it, then get off my platform. Yeah, I'll be.
So what they get? So what? Do they get offended? They get offended. They don't want to answer certain questions you be asking.
Listen, because some of them in prison. Some. Of them,
She let it out, didn't she?
Oh my gosh. No, they don't want to go like 15 to 20,
Mona. They don't want nobody to know that.
But how do they get on? Because you do the live. So how do they? No, because that's one of the difficult things of finding male authors, you know, because a lot of them are indeed incarcerated. You know, so they can't.
Yeah.
They can't even get on the phone.
Some of them can't be on nobody live, you know. And then they got to ask. Some of them got cell phones, though. Some of them got cell phones. That's because I had a few of them call me for visit. Tell them, you going to
say. They got
me?
On.
But, yeah, no.
Well, you know, they're not supposed to have a cell phone. Well, they're not supposed to have a cell phone. But, you know, now a lot of the prisons get they have tablets now. You know, so
they have upgraded for these prisoners. business, okay. You know, those that got that little commissary and got these little royalties pulling in, I'm sure they should have something. You know, make them feel less human. You know what they did doing? No offense to the prisoners, but hell, they did crime, so they doing the
tablet.
I feel sorry for them.
Oh my
that
God!
Is what it is.
Now with that being said, Mona, definitely got to talk on unapologetic. We definitely got to talk because this
is crazy,
man.
Y'all know I don't care. Listen, Mona, you have me on your show. You can ask me anything you want. Past publishers, I don't care. To drag niggas on Facebook, live.
Right,
so
right.
I really don't care. You get me on the platform where I can cuss because you know I love to cuss.
Well, podcast is the thing for you because there's no, because you know, even on Facebook, when you're doing the live, you know, sooner or later, when you say too many cuss words, Mark is going to like, you know. But so far, you've been one of the lucky ones.
The only thing bothers me with
Music.
Well,
he might be scared of
him. I stay cussing on my live. Saying all kinds of stuff I ain't got no business saying. But he don't mess with my live. The only thing he messes with is the music.
So what does he do with the music?
You know, even when you say I don't own the copyrights, I have to go back and like, I own this. I don't care what you're talking about. I'm not promoting nothing abusive, no sexual stuff. I'm singing. Leave me alone.
Oh my God! Is that why people be putting?
I gotta dispute it every time.
Is that why people be putting? I don't own the rights to this music.
Yes.
Before
the this is public.
Facebook is real funny.
To get this music, like I steal it from nobody. Like, come on. We promote.
Yeah, I mean, when you play the music, everybody knows who the music belongs to. So, you know.
Exactly. But they let.
I mean, at least they get some type of promotion.
Go on again. Yeah, Mark needs to get him. Let me.
That's metaverse craziness. They trying to control everything. That's so.
Yeah, well, he's been under a lot of hot water that, you know, they were, like, threatening to shut down Facebook because, you know, they've been on him about too many, you know, languages. If anything sounds close to terrorism, it was all type of nonsense going on within the past year and a half. That's why I stopped. I don't comment that much on my main page no more, you know, because, you know,
all of that is smoke and mirrors, though. Like, when you got 16-year-old live throwing guns in the camera, like how much can you sit there and try to block that when kids in every state is doing that?
They ain't blocking that, but they'll block the music, won't they?
Exactly.
They give you the option to view the things. They'll have see video. They give you the option to actually see this stuff, but then y'all want to block music, people having fun, and they're not promoting nothing. But like, come on, we need to get his mess all the way together.
Right, right.
I'm sorry. You know, I told you, I'm so used to cussing, you'll come out, and I won't even know it.
No, you can press on here, too. Blog Talk Radio don't care. There's no censorship, so knock yourself out. Be yourself to the fullest.
Right.
You know, I ain't got no problem with that, guy, because, you know.
No, but
I've been listening the whole time, and I'm in Yana inbox, and I'm like, I'm loving the way she's saying my name. I'm cracking up over here. I was in her inbox the whole time she's been on here with you. Listening, girl. I'm here.
Yana didn't even tell me that I was pronunciating it incorrectly the whole time.
I ain't get there yet. I'm not going to correct you on your show. I let her do that.
I didn't want to say nothing because I know I'm in my room sweating bullets because my kids out there and I'm like, I don't want to get on here and say something. Then these kids come in, ma, and I'm like, I gotta, cuss their asses out real fast.
I'll wait. I said, I'll wait because you was on a roll, Mona. You was on a roll. I said, no, I'm not going to. I'll say it later.
Oh, my God.
Because you got too many.
Well, once again, this is a prime example of how I be, you know, I'm pronunciating somebody's name incorrectly, but I'm saying it with so much confidence that never in a million years do I think I'm saying it wrong. And from the first time I said it, Yana didn't correct me. So I'm like, oh, yeah, Sanavia, Sanavia, Sanavia.
But actually, I thought you were picked up on when I said Sanavia's name the first time. I said Sanavia, then I said Snow Publishing. I said, well, I'll let her go.
They never pronounce it wrong. So they'll call me Snow for short and didn't even know if that's what my family been calling me since I was a little girl. Snow. Even my name,
right.
They says Snow. And I'm like, so when people meet me, they're like, what's your name? I'm like, Sanovia. They're like, oh. And then the next time I talk to them, it's like, hey, Snow, like, y'all just gave me a whole nickname. Y'all don't even fucking know me. Like, but hold on. So it's like, well. But I'm like, it's crazy because this is what my family called me. Everybody calls me Snow. So I'm like, okay, but I find it real funny how people that just meet me, they'll just go ahead and off the bat, hey, Snow. I'm like, oh, okay. So y'all niggas been talking to my family as well. I'm going to try to talk to you.
What?
Now. I'm like, okay, but it's okay. It's cool, though. It's cool. It's cool. You cool, though. You cool.
Well, how about I didn't even know what your real name was until Shonda LaMay. Shout out to Shonda LaMay. You know, she makes flyers for me, and then she's very cool with you.
That's right there. I actually met her first. She came to see me at one of the book fairs.
Right, right. Well, you know, she never refers to you as Snow. She refers to you as your real name. And so we were asking, I want you to make flyers for me, you know, for Arthur Snow. And she said, oh, yeah, Sanavia, yeah, that's my girl. And I said, who? She was like, Sanavia, that's her. I said, what, why you call her that? She was like, that's her real name. I said, oh.
When I started the author Snow page, you know, I had to get away from my actual other page because, you know, that my family is a bunch of Christians and stuff. So I had to get away from the preachers and stuff and come on the other page with author Snow so I can cut up and act the damn fool. Because I didn't want them getting on my post. I'm like, good, what you say? I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to have the oil ready. Like, yeah, you keep praying. So I'm over here in all this sin, and I'm chilling. Just leave me alone. I'll see y'all on Sunday. You know, so that's what I have to
yes, yes,
no
yes, yes, yes.
Like, I'm dead. No,
it was a
form
of
athlete.
Yep.
Well,
she had me on my author page because of that, because I had too many of my family on my regular page, and there are a lot of them in church. I'm like, I can't write comfortably with y'all looking down my back.
Exactly.
So we said, make your own author page. So I made my own author page.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And then none of them are on there. None of them are on there.
Yeah.
Can I get on? No.
Live with the church people. And they're like, girl, she's smoking. Like, I believe I am 40 years old. Yes, the hell I do. Mind your business. But you know, I don't want to talk to the people of God like that because I'm going to feel like I'm disrespecting the Lord. And I ain't got time to be playing with the Lord. I ain't got time.
Right.
Y'all stay over here. I'm going to come on over there on this side and say the hell is this. I got to block all the preachers. Don't come on this page. You ain't going to like me. So.
Well, Sanovia, I'm saying it correctly this time, Sanovia, I trust and believe I'm making my schedule out for July and August, and you're already, I just didn't, like, you know, come to you yet, but I already have you down as the authors that I'm going to reach out to. I'm doing, like, a special segment for the female publishers in the game. So don't worry.
Just make sure that when you put me on your platform, you have me by myself. Like some of these hoes out here in these streets. Because these bitches are coming.
I told you she was real.
I can't.
You already know, because when you know me, you had a little conversation on and you put me on to something. I thought I wish a bitch would. You know, I was ready. Like, your name ain't coming up in Netflix, but I'm ready, because she come this way and she going to steal her ass of Snow, okay?
Oh, my
God.
Well, I wouldn't dream of putting you on the same platform, on the same show as the rest of these hosts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my publisher.
I'm a red bitch, and I don't give a fuck. You know I ain't got no problem with tagging a motherfucker on Facebook and dragging the fuck out of him. I don't care. And I travel. So, but please, Bitch, when you come see me, Jesus. Come on, because I'm ready.
Oh, my God, oh, help.
So you just sound like one of the authors I got to just introduce and give the floor to, like, for the whole show. I ain't even got to ask no questions.
Oh, you don't
know.
No,
you just got it.
Go. Oh, you don't got to ask her.
Just let her go.
No, I know how to act. Y'all don't do me like that. I know how to act. Some of these bitches on Facebook, you know, they talk all that hot shit. I don't do clubs. I don't do shit like that. I meet your ass. I would go to a book fair specifically just to see one of y'all bitches and see if y'all really about that motherfucking life.
No.
Because I'm about that life in real life.
It is what it is. I ain't scared of them. Half of them don't like me already. So it is what it is. We can do this.
Well, you already know they don't like drop too many of them like me either.
Well, I don't see how people can't like people that they meet on Facebook. You ain't never met me. How the fuck you don't like me?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
like
the realness of me? What the fuck is it not to like? I like to have fun. I don't put my whole motherfucking life on Facebook because I just don't give a fuck.
But the weirdest thing is they don't like you on this app, but when they see you at a book event, they'll be fake and say, hey.
Oh, you're best friend.
They'll be
so
hey.
You're best friend.
But on Facebook, you feel the energy that, you know, you feel the energy, but in person, it's like, hey. And then some of them can't fake it. Some of them are like you, Sonovia. They can't fake it. They'll say, hey, but, you know, you feel the fake hey. You know, at this point, really, I would rather you just keep your fake hey to yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like me, be real about it, you know.
We from Jersey. Ain't none of that. Listen, let's just go outside for 15 minutes.
From New York. So Jersey just like
go
New York,
outside
back,
for 15 minutes and it's over. We can
Well, you're not too old to be fighting now, okay? I'm too old. I can't. I didn't even like fighting when I was young.
Because my kid's coming right behind me. Like, what? My little 16-year-old sister's a little dangerous. You know, I'm trying to tell Deanna you're too cute to be out here fighting. She's like, nah, I'm out because they be trying me. You know, so I'm 40, but listen, I can still fight. Listen, we don't play them games out here in these motherfucking streets, not in New York, absolutely not.
New Yorkers don't play. Y'all crazy out there. So.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Well, the one thing that I don't do is I don't do the back and forth and the Facebook thug and stuff like that and talking back and forth. Like, you know, somebody call me, you want to go back and forth, I'm going to hang up on you, okay? And then I'm going to go to your house, okay? And I'm going to come out. That's what I do.
So,
if I know your address, I'm going
to
be...
Just drag their ass. All you got to do is drag the whole fucking publisher. Oh, he's very popular in the industry right now. You know, his company up there. You know, I would say the name. Don't say the name. He would end my career. So I had to get on Facebook right after he said that shit, and I dragged the fuck out of him. His office in my inbox, like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. Bitch, I didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes,
he
did.
And I mean that.
Well,
you get your ass
well,
up. I don't
well
fuck
how
fuck
can
that.
He end your career? People kill me. Like, what exactly can you say or do to end my career? Like, people be killing
First of all,
me with that.
My name was bigger than his name. So I'm like, you can't end shit. That is my name bigger than yours. Nigga, that's why you so hard-pressed on me staying under your company. Fuck you and your company.
Every time publishers
don't have respect for readers because they feel like readers are robots and they can't go to the next author and read their book after reading one of theirs. That's why they feel like they got control over other people.
Some of the male publishers are fucking bullies. They try to bully women and try to make them think, oh, I'm getting my lawyer. Bitch, ain't you on parole? I don't give a fuck about your lawyer. You should be getting a fucking lawyer to help
you
get the fuck out of prison. Fuck all
told you she's
you
funny.
You motherfucker the truth. I ain't scared of none of y'all motherfuckers that be on behind a motherfucker.
I told you she's funny.
I don't care about none of that. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. You ain't gonna bully me. I got a whole nigga in this motherfucking house. He don't bully me. You damn sure ain't about to do it.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, I'm always in Atlanta. What happened? That's me beat up. That's how we gonna do this shit, you punk ass. I don't like that man. I can't stand him.
Well, she done pretty much said who it is, ladies and gentlemen, by saying Atlanta. Y'all know what she talking about now. I mean, hey.
Well, you know. Please don't say the name.
Oh,
God,
you're
funny.
You
ain't
got
to
say it.
It's a respect that I respect everybody. I'm loyal to those that I'm fucked with hard body. I've never disrespected anybody. That's not me. I don't do shit like that. When people I fucked with hard got issues on Facebook, y'all got to deal with that. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. If a bitch pulling up, then bitch, we all pulling up together. That's how that's going to
go. Exactly.
But other than that, I keep my name. That's why Snow Publishing has never been in no motherfucking drama. Because I don't do drama, and I found my authors. Even some of the authors, when they out there saying petty shit, I'm like, all right, your book going to send this motherfucking email until you get your motherfucking act right together. Because we ain't got time. I don't do next.
So wait a minute. So if an author is showing out, you put a pause on putting their book out until they get their behavior.
Absolutely.
So, like,
who
as if we're back in the fourth grade.
While you're on Facebook acting a whole fucking fool. You finish dealing what you got to deal with, then when you're ready to talk about books again, then we're going to give you a date and we're going to push forward. Until then, no, we ain't doing that. No.
Well, you know,
this
a lot of more
love,
talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all love each other. You know,
I like that. We're back in the fifth grade. You're going to behave yourself or you ain't getting no snacks, okay? Or you ain't getting you ain't going on a field trip until you get to mama.
Yeah, that's how
sound like back in the
stuff.
Day, your mama take you to a public place, sit your ass down in this corner.
Like, you know,
they're
going to look at the publisher and think the publisher's just like them. First of all, this ain't no, I'm not no parent to these fucking authors. These are all grown-ass people. If they're working in a regular 9-to-5 job, that motherfucking employer ain't sitting there worried about the fuck you got going on. Nobody cares. I don't care. Social media don't care. You send it, oh, my God, I feel like I want to end it all. Well, bitch, go ahead and end it and stop talking about it. You don't want to hear that.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
No, I'm serious. I'm so depressing sometimes. I'm serious. And I've been seeing a lot of people talk about that shit like, I just took a bottle of pills. And bitch, you on Facebook telling us? Why?
Exactly. It's all for attention because if you took a bottle of pills, trust and believe, you're not going to be in the right state of mind to even come on Facebook to even type it. You type that.
You got about 3 minutes after you take the whole bottle.
If anything, go live and let me see you take the bottle.
You need to go to the hospital.
You can't, first of all, you can't even understand the letters on the keyboard to even type anything. But
kidneys don't shut down first, so you're going to get a little woozy.
Seriously.
That's what I'm like, no,
Facebook
I ain't got
the last place you need to be telling
it. That is crazy. Okay, so.
That's the whole truth.
Oh, God. So, shout out to Sonovia Alexander and Yanale Michael, please call me and literally talk to Mona. We're chatting with these two ladies. So hilarious. Okay,
now
so
you already know. Now you see why I stay with her?
Well, you know what? You make me want to start with her at this point because she's like,
let me tell you something. When these authors, Mona, let me tell you something about my authors. They know if I get mad, I'm like, all right, y'all meet me in the motherfucking group. I'm about to go live. And I go to fuck in. Anybody, don't say shit. I'm about to go to fuck in. I'm going to cuss their asses out. I'm like, all right, now who got questions? Anybody saying that? Like, okay. Carry on. I'm not the type of publisher that's going to push my book. I know.
Well, you're dealing with different personalities.
Yes.
Well,
I'm reading this shit. I'm like, who the fuck wrote this goddamn book? So I had to let some of these motherfucking authors go. Because these motherfuckers are giving me migraines. Who the fuck wrote this goddamn book? This ain't no goddamn author writing no shit like this. And goddamn it, every fucking word is misspelled. And you got no 40,000 words for one fucking document, one paragraph. Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's none of my work.
Sanovia, no one gets offended when you talk to them like that. They appreciate
it. I'm gonna tell them the truth because that, at the end of the day, that shit got Snow publishing.
Come on, everybody
on
get offended.
Book, so they gonna blame me for the shit like your publisher. I told these motherfuckers to fix it, and they sit it back in. So sometimes I make an example out of their ass. I'm gonna put this shit up, and then they're like, "Oh my god, I'm getting all these ones." So I tell you. So now I have to let the readers tell you. But then when they start, your publisher says this is that. All right, bitch, now we're going to take this book down because, you know, now I'm getting blamed for the shit. So,
everybody gets offended because a lot of people can't handle the truth. The truth is hard.
No, they can't. And then it's all about accepting somebody for the way they are. See, Sanovia don't know how to be nothing else but Sanovia. She's going to be her.
Yeah,
and
I'm
that's
not
going
to lie to them.
Right.
I'm not a publisher that just want to slap a cover on your book and edit and throw that shit out there to Amazon. No, I'm a teaching publisher. I'm teaching them how to do every fucking thing. I'm teaching them how to write. I'm teaching them how to paint a story, how to make people feel like they're in the story.
I get the website
that they can go to get word hippo. You can go put in the name, they'll give you a whole fucking sentence for different words and shit. I help them in every way possible. I tell them about the marketing strategy, everything. Like I tell them, Mona promotes, but y'all have to promote your brand too. This is your book.
Right,
one fucking book. I'm like, listen, if you don't want these $5 checks, first of all, I'm not sending you nothing under $5 because, first of all, these motherfucking covers cost, editing cost. I ain't even make my motherfucking money back.
So
what you
want
$5 for?
So
Wait a minute.
So if a royalty check is $5, so you tell them you're gonna hold on to $5 because that, like, what is the point
first
of sending five?
If you ain't made over a certain amount of money, you ain't getting shit. First of all, they don't even make $5.
Really?
They don't even make $5.
Because I've been sent $2 before. I just send whatever came in.
There's only one author that hits me up monthly. Summertime. Can you send me my royalties? Okay, you want these $3 for some of your shit right the fuck now. If you want me to be technical, I'm gonna take my 50% from that shit too. So I'm gonna send you about $1.35.
Well, if y'all want to argue over $1.35, then go ahead and see Miss Sanovia real quick. She gonna get you a check.
Yana, am I lying? I will go to the account.
No.
I will put it on Facebook.
No, she will send me to the account.
I'll show them.
She send me to the account.
I showed them everything. I don't have nothing to hide. I have over 100 books. Y'all little fucking money ain't gonna break me, not one motherfucking bit. But y'all breaking me because I'm putting in all this motherfucking money, and y'all niggas ain't making me no money back. So basically, I'm losing all around the motherfucking board.
Welcome to the world of publishing. You know, you put a whole lot more. You put a whole lot more in than you get back, you know, half of the time, you know. And then on top of that, some of the authors just have nasty that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, anybody getting nasty with me, though. Yeah, they're not.
Oh, well, you know, I'm on the same crazy level of craziness as you, except mine's a slow brewing, you know. I'm like a crock pot, you know. It cooks slowly with me, you know. It takes a lot before I snap. You know, before I tell you about yourself, you know, and then I'll even let you get away thinking that you're getting over on me, You know, you see.
Yeah, I'm not waiting all that long. I'm not letting. First of all, the first time you come at me and the shit ain't right, I'ma check you right then and there, because I'm a grown ass woman. I got kids. I don't play with them. And I'm not about to play with no grown ass person either. So therefore, if you coming out of pocket and I already see this conversation ain't going nowhere, I'ma check your ass right then and there, because I ain't got time. Because then I might forget, because I know I got a lot of shit going on. I forget shit. I don't remember half the shit. So I might forget that your ass got smart with me. So and then it might look like I'm pulling some pussy shit, like, yeah, that bitch, I said this, that bitch, and she ain't say shit. Wait, what? Because I ain't nothing pussy about snow. So we ain't gonna talk that shit. So I have to check a bitch right here. Because like I said, I will forget. I ain't got time for all that.
Well,
it's too much energy to put into being... had a drama all around the fucking board. I got four kids with four different personalities, teenagers at that. I ain't got time to be worried about my mind on the motherfucking Facebook.
Right.
I'm trying not to fucking kill one of these goddamn kids. No. We ain't about to do this shit. If y'all hear how I talk, imagine my motherfucking kids.
Right.
Y'all should get a hint of what the fuck I deal with on a daily basis. And they got my personality too?
So this has been an entertaining interview. We are over here chatting with author. Okay, so we're over here, chatting with author Yana Lee Michael and her publisher Synovia Alexander. If anybody have any questions, please call 646-378-0355. So you guys seem to work well with each other. You know, Yana already told us that she's not going anywhere, right.
I got a few faves of my comedy, because they've been with me from the jump, from like when they first started. So, you know, they're my day ones. They're my day ones. So I'll do anything for them, vice versa. So Yana's supposed to be trying to teach me how to do covers. I'm like, girl.
Oh, Yana knows how to do covers?
I have taken a couple classes, and I just spent each day, I just made it a point to do one and work on that craft and get better and better and better. So every time I did something new, I was sent over to Snow. I'm like, what do you think? I was in there scared. I'm waiting for her to come back to me and say, that's trash. But no, she's like, no, it's good. So each time I try to get better and better. So yeah, I'm doing covers now.
Yeah. She's doing the damn thing.
Right. So do you feel like, Yana, do you feel like that you've learned a lot, you know, as a author from Synovia and just basically like overall being in the business?
I've learned a lot in the years. I'm listening to her and, she's very vocal about what's going on behind the business, especially right now. So I listened to her in the last 5 or 6 years. And sometimes she's like, Joy, look at this. I have learned a lot with her. Definitely learned a lot with her. And I'm
all the publisher's codes. They ain't supposed to know half the shit they know, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Okay, well, I do a lot as a publisher too, but you definitely do like more, you know, but that's awesome though, and that's really how it should be. Most of these publishers in this business, they're all about just publishing anything,
they're not gonna share nothing. You know how many people came to me like, can you tell me? I'm telling them all the information. I'm going to tell you how to start your Amazon account. I have to, can I sign you? No, listen, here's the thing. And I've done this with all my authors. Are you sure you don't want to self-publish? Because I will help you self-publish your own book. I give them an option. I'm not hell-bent on no author shit. That's more money out of my goddamn pockets. Listen, if you want to self-publish, I'm going to help you. I'm going to show you the ropes. I'm going to show you what you got to do. I'll walk you step by step. And that's what I do. You ain't getting publishers doing no shit like that. They ain't got time. They don't have no motherfucking time.
And she does that.
You sign with me, and I promise you, you're going to make this. Now, I'm not promising nobody I'm making you no motherfucking millions. No, I'm not going to promise you that because I ain't got it. So I'm going to promise
what's
you,
crazy?
What you can
Mona?
Accomplish if you exist.
Not to cut you off, Synovia. I'm sorry. When we talked, all of this stuff, we're going to have like a 4-hour convo on Unapologetic when we talk, I promise you. But
right.
So you just made a point that I can relate to, because when Alicia Howard was my original publisher,
oh my God,
back when, you know, the bankroll squad dude, years ago. So when she decided that she was done and I went off, I stopped for like 3 months. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And shout out to Moon, Finita Pendleton. She was the first person I talked to, and she was pushing me to go indie so hard. For those whole 3 months, she would hit me every day and be like, look, you really don't need much. Like, per book, you need like maybe $150 for the cover, if that. You need this for editing. You need this for that. You'll be good. And at that time, I just wasn't listening. Had I listened, probably would have been a little further now. But I had to go through a couple, you know, more situations before I finally listened and went indie. So I hope a lot of people are listening, because, you know, Miss Sanovia is making a point.
Right. Most
it's when you have a love for the same thing I have a love for, which is writing, I want everybody to win. I support a lot of authors. A lot of bitches I don't even fucking like, I'll read their book. You ain't going to know, because I ain't leave your ass no review. But I like your pen game. Ain't no fucking hater. Some bitches can really write. They can really write. So I'm going to read. I love to read. So I'm not going to stop supporting you because you jumping on the bandwagon and being with somebody's minion and shit. And I just ain't going to fuck with you. It's as simple as that. But I'm still going to support you because you're a writer. It's hard to be a writer.
Right. Yes,
because these motherfucking readers turning authors and shit. Now they getting a taste of the reality of what it takes to be a motherfucking writer. Not an author, but a fucking writer. If you just trying to stick to one motherfucking title and these motherfucking billionaires and the millionaires and the motherfucking baby mama drama and all that shit, listen, y'all don't understand, everybody jumping on the bandwagon with these motherfucking titles that's going on out here in these motherfucking streets. But what you going to do after that?
Exactly.
What's coming after that? You're only writing one fucking thing because that's what everybody's writing.
And that's the thing, there's no plan with a lot of people.
You got to be able to tap into all these genres, not just one.
Right.
The hard way, because a lot of these readers, now they suck. Like, oh, you published 3 books. You did a whole motherfucking series and took me 2 years. Okay.
Right.
Congratulations, you're an author. No. They ain't authors. They're just readers that's trying to get something accomplished for themselves and shit. Rewarding themselves for being a motherfucking reader. I don't know.
Right.
Pretty much.
There's a lot of that shit going on.
But they think it's easy, but it really isn't easy at all. That's what I have learned that. I couldn't believe a lot of the readers that want to write, they say, I can do this. Sis, no, you can't. It's hard.
I've been trying to fucking tell them. If that shit ain't no you, I've been writing since I was 7 years old. Even when I was in high school, in junior high school, I was over the newspaper and all stuff. I'd go every fucking thing, the journalism shit. I did all that shit. So I ain't new to this shit. I'm true to this shit. I've been doing this shit for years. I've been in this game for 14 fucking years.
Right.
I got plaques on my damn wall for being the number one best-selling writer of over 30 books in 1 year. Mind you, I had a full-time job in these motherfucking things.
Wow.
And I pushed out
her pen game is strong.
One book in 1 year.
Oh, 31
pen
books
game
in
strong.
1 year. Oh, God. I could only dream. That is awesome. That's an awesome accomplishment. Matter of fact, I can't even dream that. Because I can't even accomplish that in my dreams.
That's when you got a love of something and a passion. Listen, over the 14 years, I got over 150 books. I stopped counting after 100. So I know it's – and then I've ghostwritten for a few authors. My name ain't on shit because that's what a ghostwriter is for. I done did plays. Me and Yana, we're trying to get a date going on out here. Like, there's so many things that we're trying to do. But, you know, you just can't talk about shit on Facebook. Because these bitches here, they steal your ideas and shit. Just like with my podcast. I just started the podcast, and I was doing the book reviews. And I seen motherfuckers start doing that shit. I said, where the fuck this come from? Y'all niggas see me doing this shit. Now everybody's hopping on the bandwagon. But you got to have the personality I got. You can't do it like me, so no. Absolutely not. There's only one snout, baby.
You got to have personality to do this shit.
And then they blocked me and shit. I'm like, oh, so this blocked because she don't want me to see. She stole my shit. All right, it's okay. Fuck, I was going to support you. I was going to follow you, you know? dig it. I said, okay, this bitch got her shit on Apple Music. I said, oh, shit. Something on Big Bang. And you still boring, though. No, she's still boring. I'm sorry. Sorry to snap for a second. Look. This industry is something else, baby. I'm telling you. Have y'all seen the shit, yeah, half the shit I've seen? So, who's burning something? Somebody over there burning shit?
No, it's the kids keep running in and out of the house. So
okay,
they go downstairs. I'm like, what is going on?
What kind of like running out of time? Yana, I definitely have to bring you back in for a part two. But this was like, this was awesome. But I feel like, you know, I didn't get to ask you everything that I wanted to ask you. But shout out to Synovia for coming in and, you know, but you shed a lot of light on, you know, so thank you so much. So we were supposed to be but I wanted to, you know, talk about, so I think we still got about 10 minutes. So, Yana, if you want to let the readers know a little bit about your most recent release, Hidden Secrets.
Hidden Secrets, yes.
Just give us a brief synopsis of what the book is about.
Hidden Secrets is basically a couple of friends that go out to Las Vegas. And, you know, everyone knows that little motto, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So they go there, they want to have a great time. Each girl has a different personality, and you know, you always have that one friend you really don't know if she really has your back, or if she's kind of a little jealous of you. So you will see the friends go back and forth over a particular gentleman that they run across, and during this time, we learn some secrets amongst the friends that were held, you know, they didn't share. Or not that they didn't share, is that they find out something that one of the friends withheld that sets the course of one of the girls' lives. And it was a traumatic experience, and she realized all my problems, this is because of you.
Right. Yes.
And so it gets kind of ugly. I'm trying not to say too much about it because at the ending, it touches on an issue that's happening now. And if I tell you now, you kind of get what happens before you actually read it. So you have to read it to see the twist at the end. But definitely the girl, she's struggling with a condition called Cuddy. And I work with young girls during the summer, and I talk to young girls, and I hear some of the issues that they're having. And one of the issues that some of our girls are having is that when they have a lot of issues in their life and they don't know how to release all that pent-up emotion and they have no one to talk to, some girls resort to Cuddy. And this is what this young lady, she goes throughout her life when she didn't know how to express herself. She didn't have someone to release all these emotions. She would hide in the closet. She would go in the bathroom, and she would cut herself. And all her friends didn't know this. All her friends but one.
Wow.
And that's the friend that was that changed the course of her life to why she really resorted back to cutting again.
Wow.
And something happens to that friend at the end. But, yes, so I do touch on some major issues. So most of my book, I do touch on issues that's happening with people, real-life things. I try to be as real as possible with the stories that I do write. Even with my fantasy paranormal stories, I try to touch on issues that people can relate to. So when they're reading it, they're just not just reading just a story. They're reading like, oh, my God, I can relate to that. Oh, my God, I've been through that. So I really try to put a little bit of realism in my story.
Wow.
That's pretty much it. Hidden Secret.
Well, that sounds like an awesome story. Everybody, make sure you one click and make sure you leave a review. Hidden Secrets is available on Amazon.com. I've been promoting it, so the link is on the page, but I will post the link once again. Is this a standalone?
This is a standalone. This is a short story, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so Hidden Secrets by Yana Lee Michaels is available on Amazon.com. And once again, I will post the link. So you did say that you had your goal for 4 books for this year. Do you want to...
I'm
still here. And yeah, she's going to put out a little bit more than 4 books.
But nah, don't get us about it.
The goal is 4. But yeah, she's going to make me do more.
Okay. Well, do you ever feel pressure, like, you know, to, you know, do you feel like, you know, like if you don't do more than 4, you know, that they could be like, you know.
She does this on us, but she never really made me feel like, look, sis, I'm going to come down there, I'm gonna kick your ass. No, she really never does that. But I think the most pressure I put on me is me putting pressure on myself, because I want the book to come out, but I also don't want to put out trash. So I'm my worst critic. I can write something. I can have a book completely finished, and I can go back over it again. I'm like, trash. And I will scrap the book. So I have started what I've started doing, and I'm going to do more of, is send a couple chapters to Snow and have her read it first and let her tell me if it's trash before I just scrap a whole book. Because I have done that multiple times.
Right.
So I'm gonna really work on getting more than 4 books out. I do have the names of the 4 books at this time that I do want out this year. But yeah, I would love to get out more than 4. You heard she wrote 30 in a year. I'm like, sis, how can I get on your level?
Ah, no. Oh, my God. Not even
30.
That is awesome.
30, I'm like, I'm stretching over the one that I got in front of me.
That is 30 in 1 year. Good God. The most I've ever did in a year was 4. You know, I can't even imagine. I can't even dream about doing 30 books in 1 year. That's literally what, 3 books a month? 5 books a month?
Pretty much. She was tight. Mm-hmm. She could type fast. First of all, let me go back to how fast she typed. She could type fast.
Is she still on with us?
Oh, yes.
I'm still here. I'm just letting Yana talk.
I'm the standard 80. So what she said, how fast you type, I'm like, good God of mercy, woman. But yes, I will work on getting more than 4 out this year. I got to get some content, though. I got to find some content.
Well, I believe another publisher, B Love, she typed that fast too. She did a live showing us how fast she typed and how she finishes a full novel in 7 days, because she's literally doing 2,500 words per hour, she said. You know, and then it's all about discipline. You know, she says how,
absolutely. I've done 60,000 books. I did 30,000 one day, 30,000 the next day. I did a 60,000 word book in 2 days.
Wow. That is, whew. Oh, God. That gives me chills.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, but I'm trying to get on that level, because, you know, I don't have no problem. I don't have no trouble producing, you know, coming up with storylines, you know. I have about, like, freaking almost 30 titles in my notebook, so that's not the problem with me. It's just getting the motivation to write these books. you know. So shout out. I've really been looking for that.
The best advice I can give to anybody that really want to get their work out there, get a writing partner. Type. Hearing that person typing, it'll motivate you.
Right, right.
That's just motivating. Because the key factor in being a relevant author right now in today's time, you have to be consistent. There's too many authors out here for you to have a book coming out every 3 to 6 months. It's not going to work. Everybody will see your name at least once a month. At least once a month, dropping something. If you do 2,500 words in one day, that you can do 1,500 in the morning, 1,000 at night, invest 2,500 words a day. By the end of 30 days, you'll have a 40,000 word book. There's ways that you can do without overworking yourself. This is what I teach my authors. You don't have to overwork yourself. Take a day where you're just doing point A to point B. Or if you want to do 5,000, you can get a 60,000 word book in 30 days.
Right, right,
so
right.
You have to be consistent in this business if you want to make it. That's the key.
Well, shout out to the both of you. Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you so much for, you know, chatting with me tonight, me and Elijah. Sanovia, always a pleasure. Yo, you are. I love you. You're the realest. You're the realest, you know, and thank you so much for being you. And, you know, like I said, you know, if anybody, any author is looking for a publishing home, like, you know, because me, you know, really, I'll say, oh, you know, don't sign with me. Go to her because she's, you know, because, you know, I get overwhelmed with too many, you know, trying to, you know, sign too many authors. I would, you know, I would give your publishing name or Eliza's publisher,
well,
you know.
Well, listen here,
so,
before you
so
you're
like my
top work, you make sure you read their work first.
What?
Oh, Lord. Right. Listen, you don't want to send no garbage to the wrong publisher. You're going to get embarrassed.
No, definitely not smell.
Well, I already know.
They're going to come back to you,
Mona. You'll be like,
I didn't try to work and she never responded. Like,
Then when I open up the manuscript, I'll be like, oh, well, I see why she didn't reply to your ass. Yeah,
I feel kind of special now. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, I would definitely
be very understand you might get us cussed out. We send the wrong book to Mr. Novi. She's going to be calling us like, what the hell wrong with you, man?
Yeah,
I know. She's
about
right?
to make you delete my number.
I ain't got no time. I fell asleep. I'm sick of day job. This ain't it. This is not it. Listen, this is the problem. A lot of these publishers don't want to tell these authors the goddamn truth. I'm telling you the truth because I ain't about to waste my goddamn time. You ain't about to give me a migraine, have to edit something. I got to pay them $200 extra. Hell no. Absolutely fuck not. That means they be writing the whole fucking book. If that be the case, you don't need to be writing. Not going to do it.
And there you have it. Thank you so much, Mona and Elijah.
Yes. Thank you so much. Sanovia, you're next. So I will be reaching out to you for either July or August. Yana, I definitely got to bring you back for part two. This has been awesome, ladies. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, Yana, please shout out all your social media platforms and where the readers can locate your books. And I'm going to post your website. Let us know, like, all your social media platforms.
I'm on Instagram at Yana Lee. I have a Facebook author page, author Yana Lee Michaels. I have a Twitter at Yana Michaels. TikTok, Yana Lee Michaels. I'm going to post the website, and that's all the platforms I'm on.
Thank you. You heard it here first. So I will, but I will also post Yana's website. Make sure you one-click her catalog and her recent release, Hidden Secrets. Sounds like an awesome read. Thank you, Sanovia. Thank you, Elijah, Zip the Mic Network. Deidre and IV Fobison. Thank you so much, everybody. Make sure you, when I post the link, make sure you tune in and do a replay. This was like one of the realest episodes. I never laughed so much. Thank you, y'all, everyone.
Thank you. All right,
yes,
take care, guys. Right. Have a blessed evening.
Have a good night. Yes, and we're out.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Your style, your smile, your peace.